Daftalet Amud Aleph. So continuing on with David HaMelech, he was learning the whole night, Chatzos Laila, Akum, and he was learning the whole night, and then the Chacham came to him in the morning and to deal with the Tzorach HaTzibur. So Daftalet Amud Aleph on top, V'nayo ben Yehoyada Zeh Sanhedrin. So it says that his officers came to him, V'nayo ben Yehoyada. Who was he? He was the Av Bezdin. He was the head of the Bezdin. That the also Ela Urim Vetumim, he was the Kohen Gadol, and as prior to going to war, so David HaMelech had to ask Rishus from the Bezdin, from the Sanhedrin. He asked in the Urim Vetumim, V'cheinu Omer uvenayo ben Yehoyada ala kreis v'ala plesi. So Benayo ben Yehoyada, who represents the Sanhedrin, was above the crazy and the place. So first, the Rishus was asked from the Sanhedrin, and then they inquired from the crazy place, the Urim V'Tumim, if they would be successful in the war. Why was the Urim V'Tumim called crazy place? Crazy shekorsim divrayim. Crazy was called because they said the words precisely. Korsim divrayim. They were exact, they were precise. Place Shmufloim Divraim. What they said was wondrous. And then they summoned Yoav, the general, and then they went to war. So that's what we learned previously on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that they came Tzorchei Amcha, they need Parnasa, and they went to war against the Amaleki, against the people that were plundering the lands. So the order is Sanhedrin, Urim V'Tumim, and then the general to go to war. One might ask that why go to the Sanhedrin first, ask, inquire of the Urim V'Tumim, and if the Urim V'Tumim says you're not going to be successful, well, it ends right there. Why have a discussion in the Sanhedrin and get Rishus from Sanhedrin and then ask the Urim V'Tumim? One would think that the first thing to do is ask the Urim V'Tumim. And if the Urim V'Tumim, the crazy place, they say that they will not succeed, then there's nothing more to discuss. Perhaps the pshat is, al pi Tosfos in Gittin Daf Samech Samad Aleph, that one does not inquire of the Urim V'Tumim unless that it's absolutely necessary and unless there's no alternative. So if the Sanhedrin would not have given Rishus, it would not be proper to ask the Urim V'Tumim. First, one would have to ask the Sanhedrin, David HaMelech would have to ask the Sanhedrin, get the Rishus, get their approval, and see if perhaps Sanhedrin has any other Eitzah to, as far as the Parnasa is concerned, the economic condition, and then to ask the Urim V'Tumim, once there's no alternative but to go to war, and there is Rishus from Sanhedrin, then one asks the Urim V'Tumim. Let's see, back in the more Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adav Amri Lo Amar Rav Yitzchak Bereid the Rav Idi My Cross. So we said that David HaMelech, we said that there was a harp that was suspended above his bed and he woke up at Chatzayis. The Pasuk says, Ura Kevayri Ura HaNeval V'Chinor A'ira Shachar. So Ura, the Neval V'Chinor, and I will awaken the Shachar, the daylight, the daybreak. David HaMelech was up already from Chatzos. Rabbi Zera Omar, so we had a question earlier on Daf Gilmud Beis, that how could David HaMelech know when Chatzos was if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know? So a teretz, another different teretz is given now. So Rabbi Zera says, Omar Moshe Elohim HaVayada? No, Moshe Rabbeinu did know when Chatzos was. V'David Nami HaVayada. And David HaMelech also knew when Chatzos, when midnight was. I became into David HaMiyada, Kinar Lamale. If he knew when Chatzos was, what was the purpose of the Kinar of the harp? The Gemara answers, Lesura Mishnase, to wake him up. It was an alarm clock, but he knew he could determine when Chatzos was. In fact, the Gemara became into Moshe HaMiyada, Lamale Lamemer Chatzos. Well, if he knew, then why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kachatzos, which implies approximately Chatzos, if he really knew exactly when Chatzos was? So more answers, Moshe Kesavar Shemi Yitu Atznege Para V'Yemer Moshe Badoyu. He thought that they might make a mistake, and if he says Chatzos, then in their calculation of Chatzos, they might make a mistake, and then think that he made a mistake. Rather say, it's preferable to say, I don't know, rather than say you know and you might be caught in a mistake. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu did know, but rather than have people think that he made a mistake and then lose his credibility, he said, Kach Atzais. Rav Ashi gives a different teretz. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say Kach Atzais if he knew exactly when Chatzais was? So he says, Amar Bepalga Uta Tlesa Nagyar Beisavakoi. What he was referring to is he was on the 13th of Nisan, or the reference was on the 13th of Nisan, now saying that what will happen in the next day, the following day, the 14th of Nisan. V'hachi kamar Meishal Yisrael. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu said, L'machar k'chatzos halayla k'yayidna, tomorrow, like the same period of time tonight, Chatzos tonight of the 13th, tomorrow at the same time, Ani Yotze B'Sech Mitzrayim, that's when Makas B'Chayrus will be. So the Chatzos doesn't mean approximately, it means in a time that's similar to the time that's right now, tomorrow at the same time as tonight. The David Shamar Nafshki Chosid Ani. So continuing on with David HaMelech, and he woke up early, and etc. So the Pasuk says, Le David, he beseeches the Rebbeinu Shalom to protect him because he's a Chosid. Levi Rebbe Yitzchak Amar. So what is the Chosidus that David HaMelech is referring to that makes it worthy for him to be protected? One says, Kach Amar David Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Rebbeinu Shelo Olam Lo Chosid Ani. Am I not a Chosid? Shekol Malchi Mizrach Umar Yishenim Hasholosh Shoyis. They all go and stay in bed and wake up late and they pamper themselves. V'ani, as far as me, Chatzos Laila Akam Lo Hoidos Lecho. I wake up at midnight to give you praises. As opposed to the other kings that indulge themselves and pamper themselves, I wake up in midnight, I afflict myself, I wake up at midnight to praise him. That's one opinion. V'idach, the other opinion is, Kach Amar Adav Levnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shelo Olam Lo Chosid Ani, am I not a chosid shekol malchei mizruch umar v'yeshim agudas agudas b'chvedim. They all sit together in the royal gatherings. V'ani yadai meluchlechas badam b'shvir v'shilya, and I make my hands, soil my hands, examining the blood of the Shishir and the Shilya, the embryos, the afterbirths, Kedei Latar Isha Labala, to determine, is she Tor, is she Tome, is it a birth? If a woman gives birth, then there's a period of time of Tuma, and I engage in this and soil my hands to be Matayar and Isha Labala. So you see what I, me, the difference between myself and the other kings. There's an interesting ha'or over here that the halacha is that a melech shemochel al kvoida ain't kvoida mochel. A rav ha'mochel al kvoida can be mochel on his kovet, but a king cannot be mochel on his kovet. He can't be mochel on his kovet. And yet, David HaMelech did not conduct themselves like royalty in this regard, because he personally paskined on the Tumah Datara and Yorai Melchakos Badam. Some say that the answer is that because for Kovet Shemayim, it is allowed, it is permitted for a king to be Moichel on his Kovet. Back in the Gemara V'lo Yoyed, and David HaMelech says, and furthermore, look at the difference between me and the kings in this regard, and furthermore, Ela Kol Mash Ani Oiseh Ani Nimlach Mefivoshes Rebbe. I degrade myself that whatever I do when I paskin, I consult with Mefivoshes, my Rebbe. I ask him and inquire him, did I paskin properly? Was it proper the way I done in Dinei Torah and Dinei Mominus and Tumah V'Tahara in the different Dinei Torah? And I was not embarrassed to ask from him if I paskin correctly. The Pasuk says, I'll speak in your halachas neged melachim, in front of kings, and I'm not embarrassed. Literally would imply that David HaMelech discussed Torah in front of the other kings, and he wasn't embarrassed. The way Rashi's mashma over here is that it's a reference over here, neged melachim, the king that we're referring to is Mephibosheth, who descended from royalty, was a Talmud Chacham, was considered a king. And he wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't embarrassed to consult and ask of Mephibosheth whether he paskened correctly. Tana lo Mephibosheth Shemoi, ela Ishbosheth Shemoi. His real name was Ishbosheth, not Mephibosheth. V'lom and Nikrashon Mephibosheth. Why was it called Mephibosheth? Shoyim Mevayesh Pnei David b'halacha. So it was called Mephibosheth. From his mouth was Boshes. It was an embarrassment to David HaMelech and halacha, because sometimes he used to correct David HaMelech, and David HaMelech used to sometimes get, so to speak, embarrassed from that. That's why it was called Mephibosheth. Lefichach zocha David v'yotzim imen akilav. And on account of that, that David HaMelech degraded himself for the Torah, he was zocha to a son, Kilav, who was even a greater Talmud Chacham. V'amar Rav Yochanan lo Kilav Shmoy, elo Daniel Shmoy. His real name was Daniel. V'lom en nikra Shmoy Kilav, shoyim machlem p'nei Mephibosheth b'halacha. He was called Kilav because Kilg machlem, he embarrassed the Av, the Mephibosheth b'halacha. Some say that Kilav is Rashi Tevas, Kil Machlim Av, he was Machlim, that he was Machlim, the Mephibosheth, he was Machlim Pnei Mephibosheth, Bahaloche, he was Rashi Tevas of Kil Av. V'alav Amr Shloima b'chachmosa b'ni im chacham libecha yismach libi gam ani. V'aymer chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'ashivi chorfei dover. My son, if you are a chacham, you will gladden my heart, and I will able to respond to those that embarrass me. It's interesting pshat that a Mephibosheth, that it says that his name wasn't really Mephibosheth. It was Ishbosheth. One shot on it is that the Gemara makes a point of stressing that, and because it says that Rebbe said that David HaMelech said Mephibosheth Rebbe. Now, really, it's in Hilchos Kovod of a Rav, one does not say Mephibosheth Rebbe. One addresses his Rebbe by saying Rebbe first, Rebbe Mephibosheth. But David HaMelech said Mephibosheth Rebbe. So in Hilchos Kibud of Kovod of his Rav, how did David HaMelech address him that way? And therefore they say the pshat is that it wasn't really his name. His name was Ishbosheth, so therefore it was permitted to address him without calling him Rebbe first. Frekta Gemara with David, Mikor Lenashe Chosid, David HaMelech, it said, the Pasuk said, that David HaMelech says, am I not a Chosid? Lulei Shaman Nafshki Chosid Oni, to refer to himself as a Chosid, is that so, that David HaMelech really referred to himself as a Chosid? V'aksib, Lulei Hemanti, Lirois Betuv Hashem, Beretz Chaim. Had I not had emunah and trust that I would see Olam Haba. However, v'tanu mishmei de Rav Yosi laman nokra lulei, that has nekudos on top of lulei, and when there are nekudos, it's memayit, it minimizes the implication of the word. So why are there nekudos on lulei? Amar davlos nekodesh baruch rabbeinu shaloylam muftach ani b'choshatam misham sachatov tzadikim la'asilovai. I have bitachon that you will repay tzadikim la'asilovai, they'll have olam haba, and they'll have the just rewards. Aval eini yodea im yesh li chelek b'neim la, but I don't know if I'm going to have a chelek in this olam haba with the tzaddikim. So you see, he was uncertain of his tzidkus. The previous pasuk we brought down, he refers to himself as a chassid. So he doesn't know eini yodea im yesh li chelek b'neim la. More answers, Shema Yigar Mechet. He's worried that perhaps there will be a chet in the future. At the moment, he's a chosid ani, but what the future will bring, no one can say. And therefore, he did not have full confidence that he would get olam haba, because who knows what the rest of his life, what would it be, how he would conduct himself during the remainder of his life. And we see this concept elsewhere. Kirav Yaakov Bar-Idi, Rav Yaakov Bar-Idi, Rami asks a contradiction, a stira, Ksim, V'hinei Anoichi Imach, Shmarticham, B'chol Asher Teilach. The Rabbeinu Shalom promises Yaakov Avinu that he will protect him, he will be with him wherever he goes. Ksim, however, it says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'oid, but when he encountered Esav, he was full of fear. So he was afraid, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom said, promised that he would protect him. So why is that? So, Omar Shem Yigar Machet. maybe from the time of the Rabbeinu Shalom's promise until now, maybe there was a chet, and then maybe he is no longer worthy of that promise, of that protection. So that's why he had fear. And similarly with Dovid HaMelech, at the point when he said that Shomer Nafshi Chosid Ani, at that point he was at that Madrega, but what will be by the end of his life? Lulay is Nekudais, that he had some trepidation and fear as what, whether or not he would be worthy of to be with the Tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Kinesanya, we see this concept that Garma Chet, that in fact the Chet causes one to lose a promise, Chas V'Shalom. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ad Yavaram Hashem, Ad Yavaram Zukan Yisr. It says by the Kriyas Yamsuf, Ad Yavar Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa, a double losha, until your nation passes, the nation that you acquired, which seemed to imply that there'll be great nisim, there'll be the great twice, that two times Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will be zeicha to the great nisim when they have the redemption. Ad Yavar Am Hashem Zubi Rishayna, that's the first coming into Eretz Yisrael, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, the first coming to Eretz Yisrael. They had the great nisim of Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, and all the great nisim that they had when they, at the first Bia that they came into Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yavram Zukanisa, the second mentioning of it, refers to Zubia Shnia, was referred to the second time they came into Eretz Yisrael after the Golos of Bavel, the first Churban Beis HaMikdash, and the coming into Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. They should have been Zoicha to the same type of great miracles that they had when they left Mitzrayim and they came the first time. Mikan Amr Chachamim Ruah Yisrael Yasus Lam Neis B'mei Ezra Kederach Shnaslam B'mei Yeshua Benun. They should have had and were worthy of having the great miracles at the time of Ezra in the same way, the same type of miracles and the same Madrega as Yeshua Benun. Ela Shegora Mached. But they lost it because they were not worthy because of the Chatoim that they did. They lost that. So that's why David HaMelech, that's why he said Lulei, an uncertainty, will he really be Zoicha?